is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Some late breaking news from Zero Hedge. Ties into the migrant conversation that we're having. In August, foreign-born workers gained 635,000 jobs, while native-born workers lost 1.35 million. Yes, folks, 1.35 million native-born Americans lost a job in August. 635,000 non-Americans gained jobs. You're being replaced. This is genocide. This is genocide is what it is, and that is the plan, right? I mean, that's what they want. This is the design. This is what they're doing on purpose. Maybe I didn't put the video in, but this is, like, they're open about this at this point. I mean, I think it was Joe Biden was giving a speech going, we're going to bring in workers. You guys need workers. We're bringing them in. Don't worry. You'll get cheap, dirt cheap labor with these people from the third world. They aren't middle class. They don't have expectations of the American middle class. You don't have to pay them a living wage. We'll subsidize their housing. We'll subsidize their food. We'll subsidize their education and transportation. You pay them the bare minimum, and we'll replace the Americans to the tune of a million a month. How long can that go on? It's so blatant. It's just so blatant. It's so crazy. And before I go out to calls, I do want to visit our good friends at the Young Turks, Cenk Uygur, Anna Kasparian. Over the past year or so, they've dipped their toe into reality. Something they have studiously avoided for the entirety of their careers. They've actually started to acknowledge the effects of their stated policies. They were 100% behind defunding the police. They wanted it to go further. They wanted no half measures. They wanted to defund the police. Only to, a couple years later, go, where are all the police? But crime is out of control. This isn't right. Now, they haven't quite gotten to the point where they recognize the obvious that all of their asinine, socialist, evil policies result in massive suffering of the people that they're trying to help. But they're getting there, and we want to encourage them. Cenk Uygur says on X, agree with online right-winger, just 2%. Their reaction is, welcome to the party, MAGA welcomes you. Agree with an online leftist, only 98%. They call you a Nazi. I think I can explain this, Cenk. People on the left are evil. Does that sum it up for you? Does that make it pretty obvious what side you've been on this entire time? Are all of the criticisms about you and your retarded ideas becoming clear now, Cenk? That this isn't a, you know, anomaly. This is baked in. This is the heart of your ideology. Total subservience. Total submission to whatever asinine new ideas the most extreme retards in your party come up with. And that the other side, genuinely good people, genuinely want to be left alone, genuinely want what's best for everybody, want to raise their families, want to have good jobs. While your side is just full of rabid activist morons, useful idiots, and traitors. He's dipping his toe. He's dipping his toe, folks. He's even Christmas miracle, acknowledging the well-known, well-established, and highly evidenced fact that Venezuelan gangs are taking over apartment buildings in Colorado. And look, folks, I know we shouldn't be necessarily celebrating the, you know, barest acknowledgement of reality, but this is a big step for them. This is a unique situation they find themselves in. Chank says, local news in Colorado has absolutely confirmed Venezuelan gangs took over apartment buildings in Aurora, Colorado, including a report by a legal team hired by the property owners. So why are the local authorities ceding U.S. territory to foreign gangs? Why haven't the cops gone in already? Hilariously enough, Savannah Hernandez responds, I spoke to local officers who shared that after the 2020 defund the police movement, officers felt like they can't enforce the laws without being called racist, and that's why the law isn't being enforced. The answer to your question, Cenk, can be found in the mirror. It's you. It's your policies. Why is the U.S. ceding ground to foreign gangs? What did you think was going to happen? What did you think was going to happen when you advocate for defunding American police and to import 20 million foreigners? What did you think was going to be the outcome of that, dumbass? These people, my God. Here's a tweet from Cenk Uygur in 2020. I'm done. I'm now supporting defund the police 100%. I already largely agreed with the substance of their argument, and now I'm down for the framing, too. There's no reform or transformation that can fix this. We have to start over and completely rebuild policing in this country. Okay, you did it. You did it, Cenk. It was rebuilt as unaccountable Venezuelan gang members having total, you know, physical power in an area. What did you think was going to happen? Oh, but the police were racist. They were slave catchers first. Morons. These absolute morons. By which I mean, welcome, Cenk. Welcome to MAGA. We love you. Idiot. Look, you got to admit it. You got to come fully over. There's no half measures here. In this case, there's no like, oh, gee, I guess I was wrong about that, but I still believe everything else. No, your whole ideology, your whole belief system, your whole socialist worldview is utter crap that kills people and destroys civilizations. Wake up to that and start telling the truth for once. And then we will welcome you. But let's go to clip 21 here because they had a bit of an argument on air because, you know, people like Hassan Piker or Destiny, which, again, I love these guys. These guys I like because they're honest, because they say the things that leftists typically know better than to say. They celebrate the fact that a Trump supporter was murdered at his rally in Butler. They think that was a good thing. And because you have to. I mean, if you think that Donald Trump is a Hitler and that his supporters are facilitating a, you know, new genocide, like, the inevitable conclusion is, yeah, you probably want them dead. These people are just the ones dumb enough to express that. Let's go to clip 21 here. Anna Kasparian and Cenk Uygur arguing about his nephew. Let's watch.
Leftist extremists, you're not supposed to do the same thing. So here, Octo Squiddy's member on Twitch asks a good question. Cenk and Anna, please tell us who the left is that you keep referring to and never defining. I'd really like to know as a self-ascribed leftist. No problem, because that we do that sometimes on the show. You don't know what we're referring to. Do we mean the whole left wing? Absolutely not. Okay, the majority of the left wing is perfectly reasonable on this.
Are they? You Anna, and I might have a disagreement here, Cenk.
Yeah, we have a massive disagreement. You give those tiny little leftist streamers way too much.
They're not tiny little leftist streamers. Cenk, Hassan called the city council member racist for helping this woman move out of that. But that's not a small streamer. That's a huge streamer. That's not a small person.
Okay, I mean,
do you get what I'm saying?
I mean, what are we going to get into this now? We're going to be like Trump with crowd sizes?
Hold on, Anna. Do Democrats come out and push back against that narrative, Cenk? Just the mainstream Democratic Party, do they come forward and push back against that narrative? Because you have the Democratic governor denying all of this. So I don't know who on the left wants to do something about it.
Oh, she's physically becoming more white. Anna Kasparian, Aryan princess. I hope they're waking up. I really do. I hope it's possible to wake them up.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency-controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it, and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars is in the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. And it's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Final segment of the week here on American Journal. Make sure you go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Keep the frogs straight, folks. Save the frogs. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Make a purchase. Improve your own life with the incredible supplements that we have. But best of all, know that what you're doing is a direct, a perfect form of protest against the censorship that we see already being established, as well as being hinted at and coming down the pipe. InfoWars was the first and primary target of their censorship. We have survived thanks to your contributions. We will continue to fight for the sake of liberty and humanity and the American way. But we can only do it so long as you support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go out to callers now. We've got Miss Lou in Florida on line 9. Go ahead, Miss Lou, you're on the air.
Hey, Harrison, how's it going? Great show. Oh, my God, very powerful. I've been listening a while. I have one thing to say to the caller about moving to Moscow. Putin is a child of the KGB and has just endorsed Kamala Harris. Need I say more? But the reason that I called, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, the reason that I called you regarding the whole censorship thing, which you've touched on a lot in this show, and certainly you guys have been the targets of it, this whole tenant thing, all of it, that was a setup. It was a honeypot setup. And conservatives had better realize that anything that happens from here to the election, and especially afterwards, should Trump get in, that they are going to go full on the false flag, and the right is going to be blamed for it, and that's why they're going to be able to come after every single conservative talk leader and media leader in this nation.
I totally agree.
It's interesting. And here's the thing. They've already said everything they're going to do. We know Jamie Raskin, commie daddy Marcus Raskin, had said that if Trump gets in, they're going to pull the reverse J6. They're going to use the same tactics. If they get even one man over in the House, and they are going to completely deny the electors.
Yep.
And that's why he said civil war. And they all have to get bodyguards.
They are preparing. We know it well. Absolutely. No, you're exactly right. And again, now is the time for unity. And like I see people online, I see people on the right on Twitter, like mocking Lauren Chan or mocking these people and going, I guess you're a Russian agent. And it's like, I mean, this is just, you have to be able to see what's going on here. You have to be able to see that these are the redcoats marching towards you in a line, and you're sitting there like jabbing the guy next to you with your with your sword. And it's like, the hell are we doing here? The enemy is dead ahead, charging at us, and you're causing chaos and sowing dissension in the ranks. Stop it. You're a liability. I totally agree, Miss Lou. From Miss Lou, we go to Mr. Lou. Lou in Missouri. Thanks for calling in. You've commented on Red Pill to TV, Mr. Brian Wilson on band.video. Go ahead, Lou.
Well, no, I'm a lady.
Another lady. I'm sorry. They put Miss Lou in the other one, so I only assumed.
I know. Lately, I've been Mr. Lou.
Miss Lou, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, listen, while I'm on hold, I'm thinking I have to tell you about the song that I found on YouTube before I make my point. It's called As a Nation We Weep. It's on YouTube, and I think you'd like it if you take a listen. You might want to even close the show with it because it really, you know, describes what this whole country is going through and how we feel.
All right, the crew's pulling that up right now. We'll play.
Awesome.
It'll play us out on this segment. So thank you.
You're
for that.
The best. So Brian Wilson is on Prophesy Again TV on X with an S, Prophesy Again TV. And this pastor that he's doing an interview with, it has the ability to line up current events with biblical prophecy like no one you've ever seen. I would highly recommend you get Pastor Andrew on your show and really have an in-depth discussion on how these things are taking place, because you've never met a rebel pastor like this in your whole entire life.
Interesting.
And so Brian Wilson, and it doesn't even matter about denominations, I don't think, at this point. We just want the truth, and we want to know why these things are happening. And this pastor, Andrew Henricus, with an H, is the only person, and I've been following different, you know, pastors for over 20 years. This guy has the ability to nail it, and give us the answers that we're looking for.
What was the account? What was the X account you said again? Prophesy.
Prophesy Again TV.
Prophesy Again
like
TV.
Like in the Bible, it says you must.
I'll check that out. I was talking to Mr. Wilson before he did the interview. I know he was really excited for it, so I'll have to check that out. I wish I knew about it before. I maybe would have played a section of it today, but I know he was very excited to talk to
somebody. If somebody would just get this man on the air, it would be incredible.
Well, let's share those links, folks, and go to band.video and share Red Pilled TV with the world, because yeah, he does really good work. Thank you so much for the call, Miss Lou. I'm sorry for misgendering you in the beginning. I do want to get to a few more calls since people are on hold and I've been rambling too much. But thank you very much for the call, Lou. Let's go to Joe in Arkansas now on line two. Censorship. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. I think Garland and Mayorkas, and I think the reason they're so bold and blunt, and Harris as well, is because they know that the fix is in, and no matter what, they're not going to let Trump in. That's why they're doing all these threats now. They're going to be coming after people. They know Trump goes to court in 12 days from today. And I do believe they are going to lock him up. I believe they're going to take him off the playing field because him, RFK, and the others that's on the speaking tour with him, they know that is powerful. Mm-hmm. And so I do believe they are going to take him off the playing field. And so I believe that's why they're so bold, because you're right, we're in dangerous times, but we're in such dangerous times right now, and I also believe Greg Reese is right. I don't think there's going to be an election. I think they'll put Trump in jail. They'll probably poison him somehow or do something like that. Well, you know, something along those lines. But and we're just watching it all happen. I don't know what the majority of Americans think, because we don't need to do nothing but look at the last 4 years. They're not going to give any of this back to us. We're going to have to take it back. We're going to have to take it back. If we want our freedom back, we're going to have to take it. I mean, they're not going to retreat. They're full steam ahead.
Yeah.
There's no sign of them retreating. We're going to have to take it.
No, you're exactly right. Yeah, that's a great way to put it. The things that we've lost are not going to be given back willingly. They're going to have to be taken. The old phrase, right? You can vote yourself into socialism, but you have to shoot yourself. You have to shoot your way out of it. And that's where we're headed, folks. As we've known for a long time, the answer to 1984 is, in fact, 1776. Thank you for the call, Joe. Let's go now to Carl in Michigan. Called in about the migrant invasion. Go ahead, Carl. We've about a minute left in today's show.
Hey, Harrison. How you doing today?
Good, thanks.
Excellent. First off, I want to say I think we're going the way of UK right now. I mean, with their Muslim issue, where they're taking over and they're protected class of people. I think the Venezuelans and all these gangs taking over is about the same.
Yep, same strategy, same tactic, same outcome, 100%.
Right, they're tearing us down. We're being hit from all sides. I mean, we got the Venezuelans, we got the Muslims, we got everybody here in the United States.
Look, I completely agree. You hit the nail on the head, Carl. Thank you for the call. Look, the censorship is here, and it's only going to get worse. The violence, the migrant crime, the destruction of our economic system, it's only going to get worse. They are not going to let Trump be president if there's anything they can do to stop it. They're going to try to do false flags. They're going to try to provoke a hot civil war. They're going to try to cancel the election, maybe by starting a world war with Russia or Iran. Do not put anything outside of the realm of possibility when these people are who you're dealing with, these psychotic, insane bastards that run our country and the world. Stay vigilant. Get ready. We'll see you next Monday. Thanks for being with us, folks. Alex Jones, 90 Seconds.
Shop. Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call.